Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 18th of October. I hope you're all well. Been missing me. We'll be back into the full swing, and then we have yet another international break round about the middle of November. Bored, isn't it? I hope you're well. Interesting chat with Dave last night. He texted me in the evening, said he'd just been listening to the October the 5th podcast. And I'll be honest, I can't remember when I have my little, as I've said before, they're like therapy. I can barely remember what I say. So I cover, obviously I've talked for bollocks for whatever this is coming up. 5 years, I think they're coming up. 4 years, 5 years. And I use them as therapy. So it happened to be the one, I believe, or from what he tells me, that it was the footy replays, Klopp and his replays and Kevin McCarthy and all that. I said, I can't even remember it. He said, he hoped that none of the members, that was their first listen to the podcast. Well, if it was, I don't apologise. I am what I am. That's what I am. There's plenty of other ones to listen to, which are fantastic. I think the one I did this week on compounding, I think that seems to have gone down well. There's plenty of gems out there, but every now and then I lose my shit. It's a bit of therapy. Get rid of it and done. Dave said that I might have said the F word about 30 times in the first 5 minutes. See, but I can't remember because I just sort of, it's almost like a red mist. Blackout, see it. I let it build up over the weekend, clock and waffling on, Liverpool reducing statements and all that nonsense. Get it out. And off we go. Here we go. So there. Yeah, so if it was your first listen to this podcast, I don't apologise. Welcome to FTS. And that's me. I am trying to curb it. And I don't do so many of them, you see. And I don't do podcasts every day now, so it's getting better. But occasionally it's therapy. And with everything that's going on in the world at the minute, I think we all need a bit of therapy. And see, we have got Israel, a problem that's really been around for 2,000 odd years, obviously been exacerbated in recent years and recent times. I know far too little about it to comment, but lots of experts, isn't there? Lots of experts on Israel-Palestine all of a sudden. All the experts know what's going on. I just think it is absolutely tragic, the loss of life. It is, you know, just proves how fragile we are. You know, people like Elon Musk, 44 billion, whatever, billions that he's got, more than that, it's 44 billion, what he said on Twitter, 2,000 billion, whatever he's got. Ultimately, he's going to pop his clog, somebody else will have it, it doesn't matter. We are insignificant fucking specks of dust, and the sooner as we recognise that, we'd all get on. But this thinking that we're more important than we are, this fact that we're in 2023 still fighting over plots of land, religion and money, and most wars are, you know, or a lot of wars are ultimately, when you boil it down, money is the one of the main sort of drivers. I think it's absolutely sad and pathetic, and it's absolutely tragic for the people who are losing family members and the displacement of it all. It's just a sad situation, and I just don't know. You know, you do look at it and I read around it, but you just have no idea how you fix all this shit, and I don't think anybody does. And I said last week that we certainly haven't got the politicians with the skill to fix it in the political system in any country at the minute. With what the way politics is, where everything is just about let's create as much division as we possibly can. You know, I've said it for years. We need to get some adults in the room, and unfortunately, we're drifting further from that. But there we go. It's just absolutely tragic. But the experts are out, aren't they? All the experts, all of a sudden, people are experts and everything, aren't they? Unbelievable. See, a couple of the small teams scored last night, didn't they? San Marino scored, didn't they, last night against Denmark? Apparently Denmark were awful. I don't watch, I was saying that on Zoom earlier, I've never seen Jude Bellingham play because I don't watch England. I haven't watched a Real Madrid game, and when I did tune into a Dortmund game last year, he wasn't playing. So I've missed out. I've been told I'm missing out. Apparently fantastic talent, but The international just doesn't interest me anymore. Get rid of him. But the small teams scored, didn't they? San Marino scored and Scotland scored, didn't they? A couple of the small teams. Always nice for them to get a goal. And my old jock friends have made it to Germany, haven't they? They've made it to the Euros. They're all jumping up and down. Very pleased for them. Well, they win five on the bounce to get their fantastic achievement win against Spain. Obviously, the issue last week, I did see the goal, again, only on social media, the McTominay goal that was disallowed for, well, they don't really know what they disallowed it for. Did they disallow it for offside? Did they disallow it for a foul? They didn't have a clue, did they? It was a fantastic strike, to be fair to him. But yeah, get yourselves a nice long weekend in Germany, boys, haven't you? Because congratulations to getting to Germany, to my Scottish friends. I've said it numerous times. I think the Scots being at these tournaments, it adds to it. It's absolutely fantastic. And commiserations for not making the knockout stages. There you go. If we get it in there, it's done, isn't it? Yeah, for all the very best to you. I'm genuinely up there. I'm up there twice next year in Scotland. So I will be meeting up with some of you and discussing the situation. Yeah, the old jocks. I like getting them on the independents. I like that. It's just good fun. Get them all revved. They rev up. They rev up. They do. It's good fun. I like just to poke. You've got to just learn where to poke. If people do it with me. They know where to poke, you see, and you just got to learn where to poke, and off you go. Right, yes, so we did the compounding Monday mindset. We'll move through that series. We sort of look at, right, what do we talk about next? And there is only so much you can talk about with this stuff. You do just end up repeating yourself because the same sort of themes run through all of it. But I think we're getting it in a coherent order then. And then we've got some more blog posts to go up. And then I think sort of, helping with the newsletter. And then when football starts, we'll be doing some more YouTubes and the football trading lives and things. I think we'll be getting people to where we go. And we've got some other great stuff planned. People have liked the bonus stuff. So we're looking at getting, using that sort of concept to help people build banks and things. So there's lots of stuff that we got coming down the line, in effect, where we can take somebody who's got not a lot of money, perhaps get them a bit more guidance through using the bonuses and things like that to build a bank, and then they can use that bank to trade football or horses, whatever they wish to do. So we're looking at that at the minute, which I think will be really good. Alistair and I are working on data. I'm driving him mad. I've got so many sheets that I use and just trying to... I won't go into it because it's boring, but we're trying to get that into a more workable, but I've got a new sheet that is generated that does it all for me in effect now, just scans the fixtures and produces in effect my trading list. So those in my groups, you'll see the benefit of that over the next few weeks. That'll be kicking into a bit more of what I share with you, and I'll share some stuff on the live trading with people. I have only just got it finished, and so this weekend will be the first full week that I run it. But I've got a wedding on Saturday. I've got the shirts back there. Remember that? I don't know whether you've listened to the youth about the shirts. Got the shirts, sleeve lengths, perfect. Absolutely spot on. Sam picked them up yesterday. I look dapper. But yeah, I've got a wedding to attend all day Saturday. Couldn't have done the international break, could they? So I will get that sorted over the coming weeks. I'll probably try and do a live session Sunday. I'm not staying overnight at the wedding. I am going and coming home. My niece is getting married. There you go. Right. Well done, the jocks. What else is there? There was something else. There was some other profound statement I had to make, and I can't even remember what it is. But we're still there, aren't we? We're at the top of the league and looking down on the nation, and the only explanation I can find. I'll be number one with that soon. Could we? Newsletter will obviously be out Friday. Andy doing really well with his NFL stuff. We'll have football in that this week. So if you haven't got that, make sure you sign up to the list. If you don't, email support and Kerry will get you on it. That's going to be a big asset going forward, I think, the newsletter. Right, I'll leave you with it. I haven't got anything else. There was something else. I can't remember what it was, though. I genuinely can't. It's gone, so I'll bring that back up on Friday. But we are back to normal Friday. Ultimate Process Friday morning. People I deal with, I'll be updating you over the next few days on things. And yeah, and we'll all be moving forward. But enjoy the next couple of days of quietness, and then Friday we're straight back at it. And I will catch you all soon.